You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories is about a pastor who made an unexpected home visit one day, and the mother and her little boy were at home, and so as she invited him, they sat down and began to talk about issues of faith. In order to try to impress her pastor, the mother sent her little four-year-old son, instructing him, "Honey, go get mommy that big book that I always read." And so the little boy comes proudly back, carrying in his hands not the Bible, but rather the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Today, with this first Sunday of our Advent season, we begin a new liturgical year, and thus a new cycle of scripture readings. Our Sunday readings are on a three-year cycle, and today we leave behind cycle B and begin cycle C. The gospel passages read in cycle A are generally from Matthew. In cycle B, the gospel passages are generally from Mark. And in this new year, cycle C, will we hear the gospel passages from Luke, as we just listened already today. Of course, we generally think of Advent as a time of preparation for the coming of Christmas, which certainly it is. But Advent is not just a preparation for the coming of Christmas, but maybe more importantly, is a time of preparation for the coming of Christ. And as Luke reminds us today, we must be vigilant and stay awake, for Christ will come to us at times and places and people and in ways that we might least expect, not just during Advent, but every day of every year of our lives. Of course, this season of Advent is a very busy and hectic time for all of us, as we will be using these next 26 days to accomplish all that we have on our Christmas to-do list. But the busy and hectic pace of our lives is not just an Advent phenomenon, but really it's a reality for most of us all year long. And so the church invites us during this season to challenge ourselves to make time in our lives for the one who is the Word made flesh at Bethlehem, the incarnate one who dwells among us always, and who will indeed come again at the end of time. But also, as Luke reminds us, comes to us, even though maybe unnoticed, in the present time. And if we are prepared for his coming to us in the present time, we need not be fearful of his coming again at the end of time, for we will be ready and prepared. One of the things that is unique about the Gospel of Luke is that there is great emphasis upon Jesus' concern for the poor and marginalized within society. It's only in the Gospel of Luke that we read the story of Zacchaeus and the story of the Good Samaritan, both stories about those who were marginalized and who Jesus lifted up. And as we will hear on Christmas Day, Luke's infancy narrative tells us that it was the shepherds, the most despised group in all of ancient society, who were the first to be visited by the angel and to see the glory of Christ revealed at Bethlehem. And so during these days of our Advent journey, the church invites us to ask ourselves, do we recognize Jesus coming into our lives through the poor, the marginalized, and the most despised members of our culture and society? Advent is an opportunity for us to be more attentive to how the one who took on human flesh at Bethlehem enters into our lives still today through unexpected people at unexpected times, in unexpected ways, and unexpected places. No gospel writer, indeed, is more concerned than Luke with the mercy and compassion of Christ. As we listen to Luke's good news during this coming liturgical year and during this upcoming year of mercy, let us seek to imitate Christ's mercy and compassion. And let us be ever more attentive to the least of our sisters and brothers, not just during Advent, but during the whole year, especially during this upcoming year of mercy, which begins on December the 8th. Maybe a good spiritual exercise for us during these days of Advent might be to take our Bibles and to read the entire 24 chapters of the Gospel of Luke. Just a chapter a day would do it, a way of helping us to stay vigilant and alert. Today we celebrate 50 years of marriage for Jim and Jerry Vogt, who entered the sacrament of marriage on November the 25th, 1965, at Immaculate Conception Church on Main Street. Their marriage has truly been a sacrament, making the love of our invisible God visible through their selfless love for each other, for their family, their church, their community, and the least of their sisters and brothers. Their selfless love as a married couple has enriched the lives of us all. And today we give thanks to God and we give thanks to them for the gift of their marriage. And so as we begin this new liturgical year, let us begin anew our commitment to believe in the good news of God's love, the joy of the gospel. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, in his recent apostolic exhortation, began with the words, "The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus." He's reminding us that the most compelling way to draw people into relationship with Christ Jesus is to vividly express our joy that comes from knowing him. And what better season than Advent to immerse ourselves into rediscovering Jesus, so that at Christmas and throughout the year, we can share that joy that comes from having an encounter and relationship with the one who was born of Mary at Bethlehem, the one who comes to proclaim to all the world by his life and ministry, his death and resurrection, that God is good all the time.